Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, mandatory quarantiners. Hello, former citizens. Great to have you along. Here we go, getting underway. Is it Thursday already? Holy cow. I mean, it's hard enough with this ongoing stuff to keep track of what day it is anyway. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And, of course, my email address remains bob@1063word.com. This Dr. Fauci character, I have dwelt at some length in recent days about how there's just something about this guy that just... He rubs me the wrong way. I look at this guy and I get the feeling that he's a medical professional, of course. He's an epidemiologist, but you separate that from his politics and therein lies the rub. I don't think you can separate his epidemiological expertise from his politics. We know this guy has been the president of the Hillary fan club after she testified in that marathon session that Trey Gowdy was involved in. You know, well, at this point, what difference does it make, you know, about how four Americans died, including our ambassador? And following that, this Dr. Fauci sent her this glowing email love letter. Oh, what a tremendous job she did. She hit it out of the park. And be sure and tell her we all love her. Well, if you need any further explanation about his politics, there you go. And as time goes on, I more and more get the feeling that this guy is some kind of tiny martinet who is, frankly, drunk on his own power. I mean, 3 months ago, nobody in America, if you had asked a million people, who is Tony Fauci? People might have said he plays for the Yankees, or he's a running back for some NFL team. Nobody knew who this Tony Fauci character was. And now, all of a sudden, here he is eating up the limelight. Oh, and by the way, as an aside, VP Mike Pence has now told the members of the coronavirus task force that they are not to appear any longer on the constipated news network on CNN. Because, of course, CNN refuses to carry the White House coronavirus daily briefings. I mean, here we are, if you listen to... all of our elitist betters telling us how much danger we're in, but it's not so much danger that CNN wants to educate their meager and dwindling audience with the information from the president and his experts by not carrying the daily briefing. So Pence has said, all right, fine. not going to carry the daily briefing. People from our coronavirus task force are not going to appear on CNN. But back to Fauci, I can't escape the feeling that this guy is just eating this whole thing up with a spoon. That he is reveling in his moment in the spotlight. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. There's a piece from Fox News. Americans would be smart to carry some lessons with them into the future after the nation's coronavirus crisis is over. According to who else, all together now, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said yesterday during a Wall Street Journal podcast, one of them is absolute compulsive hand washing. The other is you don't ever shake anybody's hands. I don't think we should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you. Who died and left this guy in charge? Now, can you make the point that things like the Wuhan flu can be spread by shaking hands? Yeah, but we've been shaking hands, at least in Western society, for what, 1,000 years? And now this little twerp comes along and says we should not ever shake hands again? Fauci said, no, not only would ending handshakes be good to prevent coronavirus disease, it probably would decrease instances of influenza dramatically in this country. Now, President Trump, is, you know, he's a bit of a germaphobe. He's not big about handshaking anyway, but that's not my point. My point is, who in the heck is this Fauci character to tell us we should do away with a custom that has been in Christendom anyway for eons? And now we get this one little self-impressed guy up there. He wants to tell us all how to live. This is the same guy, by the way, who was asked, you know, when should we stop being locked up and being prisoners of Zenda? And he said, well, when there's no new cases. Are you kidding me? Will there ever be a time in this country or around the world where we have no new cases? I'm going to talk some more about this guy because he irks me. To the phones we go. The lovely and talented Rose in Boiling Springs is our leadoff batter today. Hi, Rose. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Bobby. I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you remember when Obama came in office on Christmas, he divided the country up into 10 regions.
Yes.
Now, can Trump overthrow that or what?
I don't even know that that is still in effect. That may have just quietly gone away. And you're right. I remember that. And we had a governor from one of the states, primarily Democrats, of course, since they were selected by Obama, who was like the regional tyrant for whatever district they had set up. I think that stuff may have just quietly been allowed to expire.
Well, did Trump overthrow it or what?
I think it just went away on its own.
I think it did?
Yeah, I don't think anybody in government in Washington anyway is any longer pursuing that program, and so it just kind of goes dormant.
Well, I know that was a crazy move he made, tying the country up into 10 regions.
Yeah, that was goofy.
It was. All right, thanks, Bob.
But before you go, Rose, let me ask you to serve as a barometer here, because I'm kind of ranting on Dr. Anthony Fauci today. What's your opinion of this guy?
I think he's crazy.
Well, he may be. I mean, some of the things that he's suggesting are certainly crazy. He strikes me as a guy with an agenda who is using this whole business for the advancement of the agenda of the left. And it just, he...
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
He gets on my last nerve. Thank you, Rose. Great to have you back, by the way.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Now, there is more news. I want to talk more about this Fauci guy. Oh, and I'll tell you how much money he makes, too. Wait until you hear what his annual salary is. Oh, and he's still cashing his checks, by the way. He's still working. There is a new video that I want to make you aware of that has a bunch of the same kind of information that I've been sharing about the origination of the Wuhan flu, and I'll tell you how you can see it and where. All that and more is dead ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Going to the phones, coming right up here on the Thursday edition. First of all, in on the text line today. Hey, Bobby, let's also not hug our families or friends. Let's not touch anything anywhere ever again. We can trade our homes for plastic bubbles and stop all the procreation. I agree. I think Fauci is an idiot. Bobby, Anthony appears to me to be doing a nationwide scientific experiment. He has more power than nearly anyone preceding throughout history. And now, instead of doing what is actually best for the country, it seems as though he's simply testing how quickly they can stamp out the disease. And it's costing the country the economic strength that we've been struggling to rebuild. Those are my thoughts. Bobby, as you well know, science is accomplished through observation, experimentation, and altering of variables to find the true meaning of a thing. Now, Bobby, I agree with you completely about Fauci. He's the Judas of the coronavirus task force team. I wish somebody would tell President Trump and the VP what kind of a snake in the grass he is. The president is too trusting, it seems. We need to open up this economy and do it soon, or Trump will spend the next 4 years cleaning up the economic mess. Now, in my email this afternoon, a friend of mine named Michael Harrison sends out a daily email. He also publishes something that's called Talkers Magazine. And it is a kind of the web-based Bible of talk radio. And today, in his email, It says this, the Epoch Times, and I've talked about this website quite a bit, E-P-O-C-H, the Epoch Times. It's founded by expatriate people, Chinese Americans who escaped Red China. The Epoch Times drops bold video documentary investigating the origins of COVID-19 and its connection to the Chinese Communist Party. COVID-19, which originated from China, has rampaged through the world, causing more than 80,000 deaths, blah, blah, blah. However, the true number of deaths and infections is most likely unknown due to the alleged underreporting of cases from mainland China. In a startling video documentary presented by the Epoch Times and NTD, investigative reporter Joshua Phillips takes an in-depth look at the progression of the pandemic from January to April and leads viewers on a journey of discovery to bring the truth behind the matter to light. From the Hunan seafood market in Hubei province to scandals at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, from long-running experiments on viruses to military takeovers, suspicious activities arise from every corner. Through vigorous investigations and the piecing together of hidden information, the documentary attempts to unearth a more complete understanding of the situation surrounding the rise of this pandemic. Suspicions uncovered from official reports and publicly available information also sprouted more questions, leading to surprising findings and inquiries. To view the entire video documentary, please click here. And the web address to go to is Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, epochtimes.com/programming alert. Okay? Epochtimes.com/programming alert. And I think this will be worth your time. Thank you for patiently waiting. To the phones we go. Next up is Terry, who is in Greenville. Hi, Terry, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bobby. Good afternoon, Bobby Mac. This is the first time I've ever called into your show. But just a few minutes ago, I made a post on Facebook about Dr. Fauci, and I referenced the Bible verse, 2 Samuel 15:31. Mm-hmm. Now, when King David was king, if you're familiar with the story, his son Absalom launched a rebellion. And so there was a civil war going on. And Absalom had a man, a counselor named Ahithophel. And if Absalom took the counsel of Ahithophel and followed his advice, then he would have defeated David. When David found out, he said in verse 31 of chapter 15, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And God answered that prayer. That Absalom decided not to follow that counsel, and it mm-hmm. ended up costing him his life. And so in my Facebook post, I posted that God would also do the same with Dr. Fauci, to turn his counsel into foolishness.
Yeah, because I think the results of what we're seeing, and look, Terry, thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate sure. that very much. One of the things that has led me to the suspicions about Dr. Fauci, not only his political leanings, but frankly, his medical expertise as well. I mean, look at the way the numbers have yo-yoed all over the place from this guy about just how drastic the Wuhan flu was going to be. At first, 2 million Americans were going to die. Then he turned around in less than a week later and said, well, maybe it's nothing worse than a bad case of the flu. And then he ratcheted it back up to, again, to DEFCON 1 with we're all going to die. And this is all based on computer models, of course. And if this is the best these guys can do, they are damaging their own credibility with the way they are vacillating back and forth on what they're telling us. Oh, I mentioned before I went to the break, too. How much money do you think Dr. Anthony Fauci makes? Money Penny, you want to hazard a guess?
Let's see. 550,000 a year.
Nope, too high. That's more than the president makes. President makes
75.
The president makes $400,000 a year. Dr. Anthony Fauci makes slightly less than that, $384,000 a year. $384,000 a year. 16 grand less than President Trump, who, by the way, is not taking his salary. I've got to take a quick break here. Malcolm, Brenda, Jim, and Spartanburg, stay right there because I'm coming to the phones as soon as we come right back on the other side. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back here on Thursday on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Howdy, welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:36 now, 24 before 4. Absolutely gorgeous day. Cooler weather by what, some 20, 24 degrees? Cooler tomorrow and get on the other side of the front. But you know the warm stuff is really here to stay. In on the text line quickly, Bobby, rough numbers. New York and Jersey, 9% of the U.S. population. They account for 46% of total infections, 60% of new infections, 54% of total deaths, and 75% of new deaths. So my question is, why can't I get a haircut in Spartanburg? Fair question. Bobby, Fauci and his gang are wrong so many times they qualify to be economists, and if they try even harder, they could one day be a weatherman. Steve in Greenville. Thanks for patiently waiting. Malcolm is in Duncan and is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Thanks for patiently waiting, Malcolm. Good to have you here, sir.
Hello, Bobby. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Right back at you.
Dr. Fauci, Bobby, I got as much faith in him as I have the voodoo witch doctor.
There's just, I don't know, there's something about the guy. I mean, obviously the things that I mentioned that reflect on his credibility, but when we learn more about his politics and the rest of it, it seems to me the whole thing just, it's like Common Core math. It just doesn't add up.
Bobby, he's about like our governor, Henry Taxus Disastrous McMaster.
Governor Henry McMaster.
Here's something I want to share with you. You're a Vietnam vet, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, that malaria drug. Did you take it in Vietnam?
Yes. I did. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, everybody was required to. Now, I should specify.
We took the
same
dosage, too.
Yeah, that's right. I should qualify. I was not military. I was a civilian contractor.
Well, I started on it in Oakland before I went over, and I took it for the whole year. So right. How do they know the dosage is? He said the dosage may not be right. Look, we all took the same dosage over there.
Yeah.
And all the troops that served in Vietnam, everybody that was over there took it.
Correct. Now, and I get, you know, they may be saying, well, okay, but that was, you know, 45, 50 years ago, depending on your time in theater over there. And yet, in the same breath, they're talking about taking the blood of people that have had the Wuhan flu and using the antibodies. So don't we all have the antibodies from flu shots? from H1N1 and SARS and everything else that's circulated around in recent years? How about that?
Yeah, I agree. Bobby, I know the virus is real.
Yes.
It's out there.
Yes.
I believe it was man-made, deliberately done. But I don't believe these officials, what they're telling us, the numbers do not add up.
Well, it certainly is a perfect storm for them being to implement. I mean, you know, Jim Clyburn, the Democrat congressman from down in Orangeburg, came right out and said it, said, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to be able to advance our agenda. What? I thought it was a great opportunity to make sure people didn't get sick.
These people like that are like a snake in the grass. You got to watch them. You got to watch them.
Appreciate the call, Malcolm. Thanks for being here today, and thank you for your service, and welcome home. 3:40 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let's go to Spartanburg next and bring in Brenda, one of my favorite women's names, just by coincidence, Brenda.
Hey, how are you, Bobby Mack?
So far, so good. Hope you are, too.
Yes, I am, and I think it's so interesting that you're talking about Dr. Fauci today, because last week I told my husband, I said, there is just something not right about that fella.
Yeah.
Just something bothers me, and I've heard that from three people today saying
wow.
The same. So I told my friend that last week, and she calls me, and she said, I want you to go to Jeremiah Johnson on YouTube, and it'll say, Jeremiah Johnson, a rat in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it is very informative. He is a very accurate prophet, not fortune teller. He is a godly prophet, and it's very interesting to hear what God told him that was going to happen, and how important it is for the month of April is very important. And Dr. Fauci, his name means mouth.
And that's appropriate.
And that's true. And so what he's saying is just, it is just so important. I mean, I'm not trying to be super spiritual or anything, but I just think it's so important for people to really pray that Donald Trump hears the voice of God and not the voice of Fauci, because his goal is to set our country back and delay going back to work, so it will mess up our economy. And there are people behind him who are, I don't know, you just have to see it. It's short, it's very accurate. Jeremiah Johnson is a super nice person. It's just very informative, and I just encourage people to go to that website and decide for yourself.
But, sure, yeah.
It's too long for me to say, but it surely opened up my eyes, and I said, no wonder everybody's feeling this way about him. So I wish there was a way that we could all let Donald Trump know how America is feeling about this man. I think he's a very dangerous person, and he's very arrogant.
Well, yeah, and I think you touched on it, Brenda. I mean, if we all pray that President Trump understands how we feel about this guy, then no better way to deliver the message, right?
Exactly. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking my call, and have a wonderful Easter in spite of everything.
Thank you, Brenda.
I think it's going to change quickly.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and thanks for passing along that information. You know, it's interesting because I was talking there with Brenda, and during the break at the bottom of the hour, I was telling my baby doll, Brenda, because, of course, I'm broadcasting here from stately McLean Manor. I was telling Brenda, I said, you know, I trust my feelings. I trust my instincts because they have literally, in situations, kept me alive. If you listen to that inner voice and mine has been telling me that this Fauci guy is not to be trusted. Quickly, here's a thing off the web from a day, too. This is from Zero Hedge. No, I'm sorry. This is from Sundance at Conservative Treehouse. Dr. Anthony Fauci did it again. The first time Fauci was noted signaling to his allies in the media was when he signaled to ABC's Jonathan Karl after an antagonistic exchange with President Trump at a task force briefing. Today, another briefing. This time, CNN's Jim the Acoster had a similar antagonistic exchange with President Trump. Once again, as they're leaving the stage, Fauci hangs back to give Acosta a similar signal, a little wave, subtle, like a brick through a window. It's weird. Dr. Fauci doesn't make his little signals to any other media in the briefings other than those who seem to be purposefully antagonistic to the efforts of the administration. And then, of course, it goes back and references the previous emails that Dr. Fauci sent to Cheryl Mills when she was Hillary's right-hand gal at the State Department, one of which concluded, "Please tell her that we love her and are very proud to know her." And another concluded, "Please tell the secretary that I love her more than ever. You guys too, of course." Well, thanks for letting us know that, Dr. Fauci. We appreciate that very much. I got an email, too, here in the last few minutes from Patty. And said, "Bob, you're right on. I tweeted this April 6. How about Dr. Fauci donate his government paycheck for as long as he demands we all stay unemployed? Skin in the game? Put your money where your mouth is? Not as generous as President Trump." And Fauci makes $16,000 a year less than the president. $384,000 a year. You think he can struggle by on that in Washington? I'll be right back.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 3:51 now, 9 before 4. By the way, you're undoubtedly aware of the fact by now that $160 million later, a crazy, creepy commie Bernie Sanders has, he is hors de combat. He is withdrawn from the field, leaving a clear path for the creepy hair sniffer Uncle Joe Biden to be the Democrat nominee. There's to be the designated victim. In November, we have a special musical tribute to creepy commie Bernie pulling out of the race that we'll share with you in the next hour. To the phones we go, as promised. Let's head to Spartanburg and bring in Jim next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Jim. Hope you are happy and safe and doing well.
Well, I am happy and I am safe and I'm doing well. So great. Thank you.
Hey, three out of three. I love
it. You are.
Yes, sir.
my vote is that Fauci is an idiot. I've been around long enough to recognize an idiot when I see him, and he can't get enough of the camera.
Oh, he loves
it. I reckon he didn't get enough attention from his mom and daddy when he was little. But and I think he's a political operative too, more than a doctor.
Yeah, I think he does lean towards hackery.
Yeah. The reason I called is, I have spoken with more than a handful of people recently, and not that I was asking, it just came up, that tell me they believe that they had this cold or had the cold as long ago as October and November.
Yeah, I have heard that as well.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're leaning toward the Chinese did it on purpose thing, that it kind of validates that belief a little bit. I think this whole thing is a scam. I mean, the curtains have been drawn. You know, this cold has had front stage. 24/7 for the last several months on all the major networks, and
yep.
I think there's something really big going on in the background.
Yeah, I have that suspicion as well. And by the way, since you mentioned it, I was sick for a month in February. I only took one day off because I didn't feel good, but I was not flat on my back sick, but it was strange. It was an unusual kind of thing that I had. And I got checked by the doctor and he said that I did not meet the known parameters at the time for COVID-19, but boy, it was strange. And the thing that bothered me was sometimes when I would get the flu, I'd have it for 10 days or 2 weeks, like most people, and then I'd get better and it would be gone. But this thing hung around for a month, and I've had a lot of people tell me the same thing. They had something, they don't know what, and they couldn't shake it.
Well, you know, in the past, it used to be said there were only so many cold viruses out there, and once you had them, you were immune. And yeah. I know I didn't have a cold or flu or anything for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had what I felt like was a cold back in December. And I remember thinking how odd it was. But one other thing before I let you go, there's a Chinese manufacturing plant in Kershaw County called Hayer.
Okay.
It may be pronounced Hayer.
Right.
And you know, Kershaw County is a hot spot for this virus. So, you know, I'm kind of leaning toward China was very well aware of it. They sent their people over here anyway.
Yep.
And this official, I think they call them officials, brought the virus with him, wittingly or unknowingly. I don't know. But just beyond coincidence to me.
Yeah, and so, I was trained to ignore coincidences being coincidence. But I mean, look at the circumstances of the time this thing hit. Trump is doing rallies all over the country that are drawing three times as many people as they can get inside the building. The economy is roaring. Everything is going Donald John Trump's way. And then all of a sudden, here comes this stuff, and it shuts down everything.
Yeah, and I'm convinced the left, the socialists, are taking advantage of a crisis.
Sure. As Rahm Emanuel promised, never let that crisis go to waste.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate
for
the call.
My call, Bob. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a good one too. Speaking of crazy commie Bernie, how about now the presumptive Democratic candidate Joe Biden? He was doing interviews yesterday. Did one? I guess it was on BSNBC, or maybe on the Constipated News Network, said yesterday the coronavirus has helped his campaign. Well, good for you, Joe. When asked if the virus spread had hurt his campaign, and correct me if I'm wrong, but haven't people died from this? Biden said, well, based on the polling data, it's helped me. And then he took a swipe at the president, saying the more he speaks, the more my numbers go up. I'm not being facetious, Biden added. Why does he always say, I'm not kidding you, man. I'm not kidding. In the rest of the spluttering segment, Biden had to literally pause for a second to recall the number 13 and its difference from the number 3. He also mixed up ABC News with Face the Nation, which is on CBS. So the guy who's the only Democratic candidate left in the race literally cannot recall two-digit numbers without having to rack his brain first? And he's a presidential wannabe? Yeah, that would be good. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way next here on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.